shorter winters in the Upper Peninsula. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The U.S. Forest Service has put out a report on how our warming climate is affecting forests in the UP. Stephen Handler is a climate change specialist with the Forest Service. He says over the past several decades, we've been getting more extreme rainstorms in the region.
So more rain of 2 inches at a time, 3 inches at a time. And we're seeing our winters, which is kind of our characteristic climatic feature, shrinking, so getting shorter and getting more variable, or getting less consistent snowpack.
He says that's giving species like red maple an edge because it doesn't do well in harsh winters. He says some other species, like black spruce, could get stressed by warmer winters. Handler says forests with the diverse mix of species are likely to be more adaptable as things change. This is the Environment Report. The Art Prize competition opens tomorrow in Grand Rapids. One of the exhibits will have live animals roaming all over the artwork. There are a bunch of bees on West Fulton Street in Grand Rapids. People slow down to stare at the guy opening up the beehive.
My name is Ladislav Hanka, and I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Hanka's been an artist for several decades. He became a beekeeper 4 years ago when a friend put a box of bees on his kitchen table.
The bees just awakened in me the need to be more involved. I don't make my living from beekeeping, and I don't have to, thank goodness, because it looks like beekeeping's in such an eclipse now that there's a question of whether there'll be any pollinators left in the next few years for the crops.
He brought the bees to install in his exhibit in the Urban Institute for Contemporary Arts. The museum's theme for Art Prize is collaboration. Ladislav Hanka is crossing the species barrier with that theme.
So maybe we should go inside and have a look.
Imagine a trophy case that runs the length of a wall. Inside are three rows of Hanka's etchings. They're black and white and sepia-colored, of toads and giant trees and insects and birds, living, endangered, dying.
Here in front of us is a picture of some spawned salmon.
Hanka puts his artwork into his beehives, and the bees make honeycomb on top of the art. He says it changes colors depending on the kind of flowers the bees visit. This time of year, it's a brilliant yellow wax from goldenrod. Hanka's artwork is under lock and key because 5,000 bees will be in there with it.
They'll be flying around and you'll see bees just walking around on the artwork, maybe adding a little honey wax there and pulling a little honey out there. And it's all a grand experiment. I don't really know for sure how well this will work.
The cabinet is specially designed to keep the bees inside. There are screens under the lights to keep bees out of the ventilation system. And the museum's directors took out extra insurance, just in case.
We have never done anything like this.
Miranda Kroniak is the museum's executive director.
The combination of contemporary art and bees together, something that you would usually think of as nature center oriented, is really, really interesting. And I think that every time you come to see the exhibition, it will be slightly different because the bees are eating the artwork.
The bees will sometimes chew the edges of the prints. It gives them an antique look. Ladislav Hanka says he hopes to see a bunch of greasy little handprints at the bottom edge of the glass. He says he wants you to step up close and watch the bees and not be able to forget about them.
And you go home, you think about it, and you say, well, that guy with the bees, and that was really something, and I want to do something for the bees.
You can see photos of his exhibit on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.